How we doing, everybody? Joshua Landon, and this is another episode of Prepare for Landon. Yeah, it's been fun. What did I do today? I never know how to start these things, you know, intros. But I still do it anyway. But yeah, went to the store earlier. I did a lot today. It was a busy day, but it's been good. That brings me to one thing. What's with the bumpy part when you're leaving the store? Not all stores have this, but some stores do. The really bumpy part as you're leaving and your cart just goes, ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka. Why? If someone has an answer, please reach out because I would like to know. But if it's just there just because you wanted it to be bumpy, knock it off. What else is there? Oh, been listening to that Justin Bieber record. Dude, that shit is good. Like, there can't still be people out there that think that dude's not talented, right? Like, it's one thing to... If you don't like him, that's cool. If you don't want to like him, totally fine. Like him or not. But there can't still be people out there saying he's not a talented dude. Because that record is great. Check it out. What episode is this? Blake. Yes, my friend Blake. The tallest man alive. He's in a band called Farewell. Check out the other episode I had with his two other friends, bandmates, Darnell and Andrew. I had episode 5, I think it was 8. I don't know, one of those. Check out that episode too, and then check out Blake's episode, or check out Blake first. And I don't give it. Do whatever you want. Just listen to this shit. Give him a follow. Hire him to take your pictures because he's got a good eye with a camera. Follow his band. They are, I think they might be back now by the time I'm recording this, but they're up in Portland recording new stuff for you guys, so be on the lookout for that. And yeah, enjoy my episode with Blake Little.
Wow, dude.
I don't know, man.
Crazy, dude. Like,
I let you in my house.
What are we talking about?
What?
This is the Prepare for Landon podcast with your host Joshua Landon. Buckle up.
Yeah! Okay, so I kind of wanted to start this off with the there's a story about are you deaf?
Huh?
There's a story about all the guys you were sleeping and they got air horns and blasted them in your ears.
Yeah.
So how's your hearing from that?
Oh, that's fine, dude. Even in the video, like, I watch back and I'm just like, don't care. Just did it, and I was just like, what? Because I think I drove like that whole night, and so I was like super just like,
oh, you're dead.
Yeah,
you're just in a coma.
Yeah, I was just out of it. Yeah, it was probably like 10 after everyone did their whole Planet Fitness thing. Like, you know,
you didn't want to get a workout in.
No. No workout, no shower that day. Man. They did, but... And then decided... I think there was, like, a Dollar Tree next to it, so they decided to go
find... Like, fuck this guy. Let's wake him up.
Yeah. Let's wake him up in proper fashion. And then I think I went right back to sleep.
Sounds about right. Yeah. Man, some of the sleeps that you get on tour are great.
Dude.
Some of them... There's some real special ones out there.
The best, dude. The best.
Yeah.
I will say, though, after we... Like, this last tour that we did... We built bunks in the back of our van.
Okay.
So
you're all decked out and ready to go. Yeah, dude.
But we only have a 13 passenger, so we have to, like, build it to where two people sleep sideways and not, like, long ways in the van.
Gotcha, yep.
So me and our manager, Cam, share that. So when he's up there, I'm, like, on my side and still, like, crammed up.
Mm-hmm.
But when he's driving at night and I can lay diagonally, like, lounge.
Yeah, because you're a tall fucking guy.
6'5".
Okay. Mm-hmm. Damn, dude. Yeah, because you're taller than me, and I don't know many people that are taller than me.
Yeah.
Like, my girlfriend's brothers, like, they're taller than me. But, mm-hmm. like, that's about it. You and them.
Dude, yeah.
It's always special, like, seeing someone taller than me, because it doesn't happen often in my world.
Yeah, yeah. There's... My uncle's taller than me. And then Zach, the drummer of Slaves, he's taller than me.
How about your dad?
No, my dad's shorter.
Really?
My dad's probably, like...
Is your mom, like, really tall?
She's like 5'10", I want to say. And then my dad's probably 6 foot. Maybe.
You just got the tall genes.
Dude, yeah. I don't know.
You get all the dumb questions of, like, basketball.
All the time.
And, yeah.
I get the basketball. How's the weather up there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
Dude.
You're going to Portland. So yeah. That's exciting. How many songs are you guys doing?
We're doing 10.
10 songs.
Yeah. 10 Ooh. Song record. First record that like I've ever been a part of.
Yeah, because the... What was the name of the EP? The Win...
Which one?
Long-ass name.
Oh, When We Forget What Was Once Cherished.
That's the one. The long one, yeah.
Yep.
That was only 5 songs?
Yeah, it was like four songs with like a intro track and a like spoken word song.
Okay, gotcha.
So it was like 6 tracks total, but like 4 songs.
That's exciting though, man. 10 songs.
10 songs, yeah.
Is the 2 that you already did, like Forget My Name and All It Holds?
No, those are a standalone.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so those are 10 like...
all brand new.
All brand new. Ooh, yeah, buddy. We were... Some of the songs were being written and like in the process of like being worked on even before like the Silent Hymns songs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like these are kind of like starting to be old to us, but like once we hear them,
are they tired out for you guys?
No, okay, definitely well, not. Good. Like because they've been in the demo stage for so long.
Gotcha.
So it's like being able to start hearing them like full on and like full production is gonna probably like we're stoked on them for sure.
That's good, like as long as you're not tired out on them, because that always sucks, especially when maybe you have like a long release or just a long process in general, and then like by the time you actually like get to release the songs or play them, like
dude,
maybe you're like fuck these songs. Dude, we have some ones that are so much better than this.
Thankfully like I think we're all in the headspace of like we're going to be on these songs for a little bit. So,
but you're all digging it though.
Oh yeah.
That's good.
I mean, you know, Andrew and his choruses.
I love him, man.
Yeah, dude.
It's good shit. And Darnell and those screens.
Oh yeah.
You guys are just a good band all around. Like thank I love you, watching dude. You guys play live, listening to you guys. It's a lot of fun.
Thank you, dude.
And I had Darnell and Andrew on already. And for people that don't know, you play guitar in the band as well.
I do.
And do some backup vocals. Yeah.
Here and there. I think on Forget My Name is like the first one where I'm like predominantly in the mix.
It's like are you doing more in the new stuff?
Andrew's saying that every time there's a group chant he wants my vocals on there.
You should.
But we'll
utilize
see.
It, man.
We'll see. He's been trying to show me some vocal tips and this and that whenever
do
we're
harmonies
like
live.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, yeah.
That would be
good
fun.
Good shit, man. I was talking to them about it, but like, I love the EP, but those songs definitely have their own sound to them.
Yes.
Especially like Felt had its own song, the first single you guys released, and then you did the EP and that all had like its kind of own sound, like the same as Felt, but just, you know, like upgrade 2.0.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they showed me the 2 demos before they released, the Silent Hymns Forget My Name. And I was talking about how like these sound like their own complete thing as is, completely different. I'd say from the EP.
Yeah.
Is there anything? Is it the same type of sound for this new record, the Silent Hymns sound, or is it different from that as well?
It's gonna be different from Silent Hymns. One of the main reasons we did Silent Hymns was because it's kind of like the bridge between like the EP farewell to like where we are now, like, you know,
I think, and I'm sure you guys had like a lot of time to grow.
Yeah, exactly.
I heard you might have like almost broken up a couple times or something like that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. There's.
Was it just because of COVID, or was it just?
No. I mean,
we don't have to get into it.
No, there's been so many times where we just, you know, people go through, like, they get into bad spots in their own personal life.
Yeah, I get it.
And then like.
Man,
you've been in bands.
Yeah, I've been in so many bands that like I've like had so much hope for, and then the members left, and then it would happen in every single band I would be in. Like I'd be the dedicated one,
dude,
and then everyone else would bail, and then eventually I left a band.
Yeah,
but I mean,
that's like, what's like funny about like our little spats that we have is like they've been happening ever since the band started. You know,
makes sense.
But it's like for some reason. All of us continue to like stick here, and like it always works out. So it's like
I think you guys thoroughly. It seems that you thoroughly enjoy each other.
Yes,
definitely enjoy playing with each other.
Definitely,
and I think you can tell that in your music because it's really good. It's really heartfelt. You can definitely tell it when you guys play live. Like you guys have a lot of passion. You have a lot of fun when you play.
Dude. Yeah, we try.
Yeah, it's always good, man. Not a lot of bands. I feel have that sometimes, and it sucks.
Yeah, definitely. there's like, yeah.
It becomes just a job.
Exactly.
And they just like, they show up and they're like, all right, play my parts. Cool. Yeah. Later,
and that's what I think we've tried to keep at the forefront of like us. It's like, we started this band with all of us, like mainly me, Darnell, and Andrew kind of being in all different bands, you know?
Yeah.
And it was kind of like, hey, I'm starting to work on this project. Like, let's, you know.
What was that band? You're
a friend of mine.
What was that band Andrew was in?
Anonymous Author.
Did they do like the fancy clothes too? Was that one of those bands?
He did it for a little bit.
Yeah.
They did it for a little bit. Yeah. Yeah.
I was trying to remember. I was like,
I think they did like one. A couple shows and then like.
I hated that shit.
Yeah.
I hated that shit. I would tell everybody in Redeem when we were doing it. I was like, I won't do this shit. But dude, like, sometimes it was like, okay, whatever. Like, this is our thing. But then it started to be like, okay, I don't want to do this shit.
Dude, I remember. I don't think we met at this point. But my band, like, one, my first band was going to play a show at a venue. And I was, like, looking into the venue.
Mm-hmm.
And the only, like, video I could find of the venue was, like, an old Redeem video.
Oh, really?
And you guys were all dressed up fancy, and I was like, yo, this band is tight. Dude, I forgot. Yeah. I totally forgot what venue.
You remember
was.
Like city?
It was OC somewhere.
Yeah.
And I want to say it was like a recording studio that had a venue in it or something. Like it was something along the lines of that.
I'll have to like go on YouTube and
we'll have to look at the flyer. I know I can find the flyer. But yeah, I just remember seeing that. Yeah, they did that for a little bit.
How long have you been playing guitar?
Dude, so I got my first guitar in like the fifth grade, but I had a broken arm at the time.
Perfect. Thanks, so, like, mom and dad.
Yeah. So I didn't start playing until like sixth grade. But then I didn't like take it seriously closer till eighth grade.
Okay.
Eighth grade in high school. And it was like my...
What started that?
Just like the people I was around.
Okay.
There's this like dude I hung out with in like eighth grade, and he like showed me Parkway Drive, and I was like, whoa, dude,
the band's pretty good.
Yeah. And then so like that got me into like wanting to play more of like metalcore, hardcore, you know, because I just grew up on like thrash and like British metal and like all that stuff.
Yep,
so it was
it
wasn't until eighth grade that I was like, oh, hardcore's a thing, you know. And then it wasn't until probably my freshman year of like high school that I was like looking into being in bands. And then my first like band that was actually doing shows wasn't until my junior year. So it's like just from there. And then from there it was like, oh, that band ended, that's when I made Carvelet Kings. And then it was like,
what started, like, was there a band or was there a moment for you that was like, I want to play music? And like, because for me, like, I wanted to start playing drums, I saw Joey Jordison from Slipknot in the Wait and Bleed music video. And I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
I want to do that.
Yeah.
And then I got a drum set and I played drums for forever. And then when I started singing and playing drums, it was because I found Under Oath.
Okay. Yeah.
And so that's what got me started there. So I don't know if there was like a band or a moment or someone for you that stood out.
I was like, it's like little bits here and there. Like, My dad had me started young. Like, I was like a Kiss fan, like die hard at the age of like four.
Really?
Like, I saw Kiss. I could tell you all the members. Like, I knew all the lyrics before I knew how to read. Like, I was a Kiss fan, dude. And then,
you ever seen a Detroit Rock City?
Oh yeah.
Perfect.
Dude, that movie's great. Or what's the?
I rented it the other day on Amazon. I was like, I haven't seen this.
There's another Kiss movie. It's like Kiss versus the Phantom of the Park or something.
Never heard of it, but dude, I gotta see it.
We'll try and find it, because that movie is
Phantom
like,
of the Park.
Phantom of the Park. And it was like, I think they filmed some of it at Six Flags.
Okay.
And like, but it's a full-on like Kiss movie.
Did you watch Gene Simmons' Family Jewels?
Yeah, dude.
That shit was awesome.
That show was tight. But yeah, so it was like, you know, I started out with Kiss, and then my dad slowly showed, he collects CDs, so he had like POD, and I would listen to POD, like the Satellite album, like all the time.
I listen to that shit all the time.
Dude, I'd be like building Legos with just like, because POD, Hybrid Theory.
Wait, would you build Lego band guys? Like drum sets, like put a little pole in somebody's hand as a guitar.
It was all Star Wars Legos.
I did that all the time.
Always Star Wars Legos. Yeah, dude. Like me and my friend would build the Millennium Falcon, like,
well,
and
see,
then
they
tear
also
it down.
Didn't have like X-Men and like Dragon Ball Z, exactly, or like whatever, anything, yeah, else, superheroes, whatever, that, yeah, I wanted to play with.
Exactly.
So I always had to like get creative, yeah, and like dress a certain normal average Joe Lego, yeah, guy up as the superhero that I wanted to be, like Wolverine, yeah, Nightcrawler, Cyclops. I made the whole X-Men crew. It was a thing with,
dude,
me.
Dude, yeah.
But yeah, Legos are the shit. I got the fucking Harry Potter castle in my closet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dude, is it built? Is it built? Do you still have it built?
I haven't built it in a while, so it's like halfway built. It's a, okay, lot, dude.
Dude, I,
it's,
bet.
It's a lot. Like 30, 40 something bags.
That's nuts.
Yeah, it's crazy. Anyway, yeah, what were we talking about?
Oh, bands.
Bands.
Bands,
yeah,
that got,
do you,
me
still
to
like Kiss?
Today. Oh, I love Kiss.
Still love Kiss? All
right. Dude, I'm always like, I was just going through a phase like last week where I was only listening to like Motley Crue, Iron Maiden, nice, like 80s bands. I was like, dude, I'm going to start dressing like that.
I was always a big spandex fan of Skid Row.
Dude, Skid Row is
Sebastian
tight.
Bach, man. The shit.
Oh, yeah. That was like, do you remember when Asking Alexandria did all those Skid Row covers?
Did they?
Dude, yeah.
I'm going to have to look that up.
They were pretty good.
Yeah.
They were like an homage to them. They were pretty good.
I know we even talked about, like, the last time I probably saw you was when you took our pictures.
Mm-hmm.
So you're very into photography.
I
you
am.
Do a very great job at it. That's why I hire you to do my pictures.
Dude, thank you.
But what got you started on that?
No,
actually, we'll take a pause there. I totally forgot we were talking about what got you started on guitar. So,
oh, you're good.
But put a pin in that. Go, okay, back to guitar. What got you started in that?
Yeah, so, I mean, it was just those bands. And, yeah, then it was like, eventually, my dad handed me the first Slipknot record. And
there,
I was,
go,
like, now they're my,
it's always
all-time,
them.
Dude, it was them and Iron Maiden. Like, mm-hmm, it was Dave Murray from Iron Maiden. He was, like, initial guitar inspiration.
Okay.
And then it was Jim Root.
Jim, so, like, Root, man.
Jim Root is the man.
And yeah, that's, I, the just, man.
From then, and, like, seeing other people play, like, I would always play in my room and, like, learn those songs.
Yeah.
But then it wasn't until high school where people were like, oh, we're playing in a band, or you want to be in this band? And it's like, that's when I started writing my own stuff. So it was like,
what was the first style of your first band? Like, what was the style that you guys were doing?
We were everything.
Everything.
It was one of those high school bands where you're just like, I want to do everything. Like, I want to write a song that has like every genre in one. And it,
gosh,
was like, but it was fun. It was cool, you know?
Yeah. How long did that last?
A while, dude. We did like, I want to say like probably 3 years.
Yeah.
And we did like,
it's a good run. A
couple shows.
For your first band?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then, you know, that ended, and I was like, oh, no, I'll never be in a band again. And then...
Now here you are, recording in Portland, man.
Dude,
that's exciting.
Yeah. Steps up, for, yeah, sure. So
I watched the live stream you did as well. Really good. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you, dude.
How was that for you guys? Was it awkward?
It wasn't awkward, because, like, we liked how they set it up, because it wasn't just like, oh, play your songs, you know? It was like, no, like, everyone's facing each other. It's kind of like a... It felt kind of like an audio tree where you're just, like, jamming. But then, like, they would throw, like, funny questions in and stuff. So,
yeah,
it was, like...
It, and I don't know, cool, if you got any feedback on it, but, like, couldn't really hear you guys talking a lot of the time. Unless,
oh,
it was,
really?
Like, probably Darnell.
Oh.
Yeah. So
probably,
that, that,
yeah,
was kind of a bummer. But
I think only Nell and Andrew had mics that we were kind of passing around.
Yeah.
So, like, you know.
Yeah, every time we got to you guys, you're like...
Yeah. Yeah. That's why we don't talk.
But it was really cool, man. What else have you guys been doing in, like, the wake of the pandemic?
Pretty much that. Like,
just the live stream.
Yeah, like...
and writing new material, I'm guessing.
Pretty much, yeah. Like, so we just got, like, towards the beginning of it, like, right before everything got locked down,
mm-hmm,
we went up to Portland for the first time and did, like, drums for the singles, the Silent Hymn singles.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got... some of the song, like the songs that were already done at that time, we got those drums done. But then we came home and like everything got locked down, like right when we got home. And then, so it was kind of like, we were supposed to go back up to do like guitars and vocals.
Yeah.
But because of the lockdown, we ended up just like tracking it at home and then sending it up. And so when we got like all those masters finally back, did some music videos for them and then,
mm-hmm,
like planned that whole release. And then around that time is when we got our new bass player, Desi. Yep. So we've been going down to his place and like writing all the new songs that are filling out the record or tweaking the old songs.
Nice.
So it's just been kind of working on that and kind of thinking, okay, well, what can we do, you know? Mm-hmm. Thankfully, like, going into the pandemic, we were at a point where we're, like, already going into a new record, so it's not, like, the pressure of touring, you know? Yeah. Because we did pretty much all the tours we could do off of our EP. So it was like, okay, well, we had a couple tours planned for 2020,
mm-hmm.
but it was just kind of like to keep busy, you know, it wasn't to support anything.
Gotcha.
So
just to be doing something, kind of stay relevant.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Just to be out there. But thankfully, like we, like coming into the pandemic, we were in a time of like, okay, we don't have to be doing too much right now.
Yeah.
So like,
it was kind of nice because it was, I mean, it was very stressful because there wasn't anything musically to do.
Yeah.
But at the same time, really nice because I know a lot of people needed a break, and it kind of gave a lot of people a lot of time to mm-hmm. be creative and create a lot of new and different stuff.
Yeah.
So it's definitely been good and bad. But I hear things are going to be like starting to open or kind of getting there.
Yeah, I think so. Australia's already having tours.
Oh, really?
Like, I know In Heart's Wake, in like 3 days, they're like starting a tour.
And they're just staying within...
within Australia.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. That's pretty cool, though.
I just saw today that Vegas has, like, a whole festival coming up in September.
Vegas does?
There's like, a festival in Vegas.
I saw the one in Alabama.
Oh, yeah, that one, too.
Oh, there is a different Vegas one.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's closer than Alabama.
Yeah, I think Green Day's headlining one day. It's more like electronic artists, like, one day, and then, like, Green Day headlines one day, and then it's, like, pop artists the last day or something.
Okay.
So... but
interesting.
We'll have to see. It's a full-on festival, so.
You going to try to go out to that Alabama one?
Dude, I don't know.
Like, maybe. Under Oath and...
it looks tight. Shoot,
who else is going on there? I don't know.
Everyone. I think Counterparts is on it.
Yeah, they're definitely on it. Yeah. That'd be cool.
Dude, yeah. I'm just excited for it to come back. I'm excited for things to...
it's been a while, man.
Dude.
But like I said, like, I mean, especially even me, I've taken the time to, like, really take a look at what I want to do.
Yeah.
And... I got stuck in a writer's block for a point in time, and it really sucked.
Yeah.
But then as soon as I got out of it, I've been writing up a storm and all kinds of different projects. And
heck yeah, dude. Oh,
yeah, it's been a lot of fun. But, yeah, anyway, go back to that one note, photography.
Photography.
What got you started in that?
Just from playing in bands, dude. So, like, playing and then having the photographers that would take photos of my band, I was like, oh, that looks fun, like...
I want to try that. It just became a hobby, and then you just got obsessed with it.
And I actually think, again, the first, like, show I shot was your guys' show.
Which one?
At Monument.
Oh, shoot. Yeah.
I don't know. Was that the...
in Marietta?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it... it might have been that day... the day show one, maybe?
Probably. Because I know you were doing work with them at that point.
But I don't... I wasn't working with them yet because no, I think my friend,
that might have been the start of it.
Yeah, my friend was, I think, doing sound for them, and I came to hang out with him.
Okay.
And then I think I ran into Ariana there.
Okay.
Either her or it was the old vocalist of my band, and he had his camera, and I was like, "Hey, can I borrow like your camera for a set?" He was like, "Yeah, sure." And I think it was your guys' set, and then I was like hooked. And then
I'm
I was
honored.
Like, dude, yeah. You guys got me started.
Was that venue still around, like pre everything? Like pre COVID and shut down and everything? Mm-hmm. Or did it cancel before? Like, did it got shut down before that?
I think it's been shut down for a while.
I haven't been there in a
minute. I think the only like Marietta venue is The Awakening.
Oh, that's still a venue?
I think so. I think they moved, like, buildings.
Okay.
And then they had, like, one show there.
Yeah, I played there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was my first acoustic show, my first solo show.
Really?
So it was really weird, but it was cool. Huh. Yeah, it was just, like, this little corner room thing.
Yeah.
Like, all right. I guess I'm in the right
place.
That
was, like, our second show, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
That had been fun to see, like, a band play in there.
Dude, it was fun.
Yeah.
That show went off. Like, that was, like, just after Felt came out.
Okay.
And it was like the first time people really like
packed it out,
singing our lyrics back to us.
Nice.
And we were just like, whoa.
Small intimate shows are the best.
Dude, yeah.
Yeah.
It's been fun. But yeah, that's how I got started in photography. And then it was like, from that, I went and picked up like a cheap camera at a pawn shop. And then...
Did you like research like all like the different lenses and
no. I was just like, dude, get me a camera. I
learned
think I
as
paid,
you went.
Yeah, I think I paid like $125 for my camera.
Nice.
And then I got like a cheap lens, and I was just like, all right, let's go. And then I just did everything I could.
Nice.
And then it wasn't until I started touring with Dave Shell that I was like, okay, I need to upgrade.
Like, so, oh, I'm getting paid to do this type of stuff.
Yeah,
like,
oh, I need to do video now. Okay,
I should maybe do a better job. Yeah.
Like, my camera didn't even do video at the time.
You just got a flip phone. You're like, I'm ready, guys.
Let's go. But yeah, and then I like, I think for those Day Shell tours, I was like borrowing a camera, and then it wasn't until after that I did like Los Rages with Slaves, and then
Los Rages.
Yeah, dude, that festival's tight. That is a The only time I've been there is like working it.
Yeah. Well, so that, that's the festival sick. That like Of Mice and Men first came back and played, right?
Yeah. It wasn't the same year, but it was that festival.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. I think when we were there, it was like A Day to Remember, Under Oath, A Perfect Circle. Who else?
Not a bad lineup.
Dude, no. But it was like my first time seeing A Day to Remember too.
Nice.
So I was like super stoked. That was a fun night.
Yeah, I've always like wanted to kind of get involved with like photography and videography and everything, especially video work.
But
I don't know if I'd be able to figure it out like just on the go. Like I would have to research. Like I don't, did you just pick up tips from people?
Pretty much YouTube, different friends that were shooting. You know, I'd like, oh, like what are you doing in this situation? And I, thankfully I had like a lot of photography friends around me that were like, oh, like here's kind of the ropes. Like here's what'll get you started. And they brought me out to a lot of their shoots to like kind of learn.
Show you, how it goes.
Yeah. Not just like looking at the camera, but like actually doing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like without that, I think it would have been a lot harder to like learn.
Yeah. You need, I think you need something or someone, some sort of information. Just do it on your own, man. If I mean, I'm sure people are out there that do it, and if they do, props to them.
Yeah.
But damn, man.
Well, like that's what I love about anything creative. It's like if you're in the right circle of people, like creating with other people is always like
can really help you grow.
Help you grow, but it's always like way more fun to create with multiple people and have multiple minds like on the same thing.
Sometimes too many cooks in the kitchen.
Yes, definitely.
But collabing is always awesome.
Oh yeah.
Like the things that you can just bounce off each other and, you know, just like create and vibe with in a sense, you know,
because you do things that you wouldn't normally think to do.
Yeah. And sometimes people can bring something out in you
exactly
that you again you didn't know that you could do.
Yeah. And then you carry that to like whatever you do next. It's like, oh well, now I'm on a shoot alone, but so-and-so did this when I was with them. Like, let me try doing that.
And you try different techniques. You practice. You learn better ways to do it. Or, like, you learn new ways to do other things. And, yeah. I remember the first time I finally, like, could do falsettos.
Okay.
My buddy Kendall, like, because, like, we had grown up in, we had, it's our first band together. We're still best friends. Like, we've grown up, like, just about our entire lives together.
Yeah.
And, like, so he's always heard me sing. We've played music, yada, yada. And, the like, I remember he was like, what the fuck? You can do that with your voice now? But, yeah, it, it's really cool, like, how you start to learn different techniques. And, I've worked with several different producers. Errol Walton, you might know him. And Elmar Ortega.
Okay.
Like, those guys, man, like, they helped me a lot vocally.
Yeah.
And yeah, I owe a lot to them. It's you know, they've helped me reach different levels of my voice and like what it could do and, you know, what I could possibly be capable of.
Yeah.
And it's been really cool. So
it's awesome.
I'm all for collabing.
Oh yeah, dude. It's the best.
It's the best. The best. But yeah, man, what else have you been up to? Any hobbies?
I'm like working at a coffee shop right now, and that's been fun. I'm what coffee shop? It's called East Brew Cafe.
East Brew Cafe.
It's in Eastvale. It's like a cool little family-owned shop, and it's like, you know, just right up my alley. I've been doing like all the social media and stuff for them too, so it's like
nice, cool, taking all the photos and everything.
Yeah, dude. So it's cool to like learn that aspect of like running something like that.
Do you get paid extra on that, like a bonus?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
I would yeah. hope you would.
Yeah, they take care of me there.
That's so good, man.
It's cool.
Not but much of a coffee fan, but like that's no? cool.
Dude, I drink too much coffee now.
Too much?
Yeah, like it's bad.
I can't stand the taste. Like it would definitely have to be something with a lot of creamer and sugar and whatever that.
Some
whatever
sweet
the hell,
latte.
You know? Yeah, something that is basically not coffee anymore.
Yeah.
So.
I get you.
And like when it gets to that point, there's no point.
Yeah, so I used to be like that. Like, I would always try my mom's coffee as a kid. And
it's an acquired taste?
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. It's like...
I don't want to acquire
it. I wouldn't like it, but then I'd force myself to drink it.
Why?
Because I wanted to drink it.
Do you really think it helps you stay awake, or is it actually helping you stay awake? Like,
not so much anymore.
Did I phrase that question correctly?
Yeah. Some
like,
kinds.
Is it mental?
No, sometimes it can keep you awake.
Yeah.
Depending on how much you drink and like how you
I'm sure
to
that's
it,
how caffeine works in your body. I'm sure it works, but
yeah. There's like cold brews have more like caffeine content in them. Because it's like you're not roasting any of like the caffeine out of it.
Interesting.
So it's like certain drinks will have more caffeine content.
So you, like when you do it hot, it's basically burning all the caffeine out.
Or like a darker roast.
The cold coffee sounds worse, man.
No, dude.
That sounds worse.
I like only drink. Well, iced lattes are like pretty much all I drink.
I get iced chai teas.
Those are good too.
Yeah. But
those are very good.
But the hot chais are also good.
Yeah.
But when it comes to like coffee, man, like cold? Ugh. No. Heat that shit up. Put it back in the microwave. What are you doing?
I feel that.
Yeah.
Different tastes, dude.
Different tastes. Dude, I don't know where the box is. I just bought... You ever been in school and the vending machines, the individually wrapped, like, clear packages of chocolate chip cookies?
Clear?
Like, just...
Like,
the,
no
like the
brand?
Clear, well, I mean, there's a brand, but, like, it was just a clear package.
I don't
chocolate chip cookies
those.
In the
no.
vending machines?
Uh-uh.
No? You didn't have those?
No.
I mean, different school districts, I guess, but probably. I figured they all went to the same place. Either way,
we had like
those
the...
cookies are bomb, and I bought a box of them, and they just got delivered today.
Dude.
Yeah, I'm about to sell them for like 75 cents a pop to the kids on the street again.
You'll have to show me.
Oh, you can take some home.
Dude, if I can eat them.
Yeah, no, I don't want to eat them. I'm trying to be healthy.
I've been vegan for like 2 years now.
Really? How's that working out?
It's good.
Yeah,
it's good.
Are you ever tempted?
Oh, dude, there's so many things I miss.
What's your favorite?
Like, seafood has been a big one that I miss
really?
Recently. Like, sushi, salmon, like...
It's not bad.
I went
you got a favorite
a
roll?
Spot. I liked the little, like, spider crab rolls.
Okay.
The ones with the little, like, feet hanging out.
Nope.
No?
No.
Dude, those are good.
I don't like anything raw, for sure.
Okay. That makes sense.
Definitely get the fuck out of my face. But yeah, no.
That or like a good like carne asada taco, like a street
Ooh,
taco.
Okay, street tacos, yeah, for sure.
I miss those.
I feel that.
But
no burger spots for you?
Not really.
No,
because I can get burgers pretty much wherever. Makes They're sense. Just like the Beyond Meat and Impossible Meat now. But
isn't that I heard that stuff was bad or something. Is that bad? Like there's like a lot of shit to it.
It's
or?
Like with everything, like in moderation. Yeah. Like, if you're going to eat that every single day, that's probably not the
probably,
best.
Probably chill out.
But
yeah.
Then again, if you eat a like a burger from a fast food place every day, it's not probably the best. So
also true, yeah.
It's moderation.
Yeah.
It's like soy. I think it's the soy content, you know? Because, like, being vegan, you have to, like, with your proteins, you have to, like, find different forms of protein and not just soy because it's, like, not good for your hormones and stuff.
And that's good, about like being vegan or you know whatever now is like there's a lot of places to choose from.
Oh dude, yeah, definitely.
So
definitely living in California.
Oh,
I'm privileged
a lot
to
of places
to be able to choose being vegan
and you're like out in the OC area, right?
Riverside.
Oh, okay. So and there's a lot of places
I used
there.
To. Yeah, there's like we have Plant Power out there, and there's like, there's this new spot in Upland, that Spotless Burger, I think it's called. My friends have been telling me about it. It's pretty good. It seems pretty good.
It's all vegan?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like another Plant Power. Everything there is just vegan.
Plant Power is good.
Yeah.
I like that place a lot.
It's a little bit pricey.
Okay.
But it's good.
Man, I went to the Melting Pot finally.
Yeah.
Like a few months ago. Okay, so like the appetizers,
mm-hmm.
whatever.
Yeah.
Like they're good, sure. And yeah. then the main course, okay, like whatever. Like I got to cook my own damn meat. Like I get it's the experience. Yeah. And it was really cool. It was really nice. The dessert is what had me.
Okay.
Like the chocolate and the angel food cake, like yeah, it was great. But all that other shit.
Yeah.
Man, I could do that.
So wait, you have to
especially the cheese course. You pick the cheese, the uh-huh. fondue cheese, you yeah. know? And you get all your different like breads or cracker, whatever the yeah. hell they gave you. And yeah, like I could have made a way better like board of items to dip. I could have made a way better cheese. Like I don't know.
Really?
I don't know.
And you have to cook your own things?
Yeah. It's pricey.
So
mm-hmm.
is it like what do you what kind of
well,
food
what, like it depends on what kind of meat you get, fish, steak, chicken, and then you order, like you choose a selection of cheese, like they have three cheeses okay. or so, and you pick one, and they bring that in the pot, and then you have like a plate of different things to dip into yeah. the cheese, and then you go on to the next course, which is the meat, and whichever, you know, fish, meat, beef, or chicken, or whatever, okay. they bring you those, and you get a certain broth,
okay,
some sort of beef broth or chicken broth or whatever the broth you chose. That's Stuart.
Hey, Stuart.
Stuart Little Landon. Yeah,
dude, that movie.
Yeah, and then you pick a type of chocolate or whatever, and then you get all your cool desserts. But I'm just saying, for the price, I would only go there for the dessert.
Is it like an American version of like a Korean barbecue place then?
Probably.
Enough.
Yeah. I mean, not shitting on it.
Yeah.
But
could be better.
A little bit.
Could be better.
Yeah.
I get that, dude.
You cat fan?
Oh, dude, I love cats. This is like, I'm in love.
Yeah.
So sweet.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Just going to be the whole video. I'm just going to stare at the camera and pet this cat.
Oh, shit.
Dude, my cat at home, he's a chonker.
Yeah.
I've like tried to feed him less, and he's still just... He's thick.
Dude, that cat's fucking fat, man. We have officially banned them from going out on our balcony right here.
Okay.
One, because the other cat, like, he's more agile.
Yeah.
He can hop up on things, no problem. And so he'll jump up on the ledge all the time. Okay, whatever. We trust you.
Yeah.
But there was one time he was standing right on the corner, like, just perched like a fucking gargoyle. And I swear an owl flew by. And... if I ever have him out there
mm-hmm.
and I'm just chilling, having a smoke break or
yeah.
whatever I'm doing,
yeah, yeah.
and I see this thing pick up my cat, even if
yeah.
he lets it go
yeah.
and drops him,
yeah.
he might die from that.
Exactly.
Like, so it's just no more going out there for him. And then that one's so fat, he tries to jump up. And he gets, it's really sketchy.
Really close.
Like, hey, man, I don't know if you're going to land every time you do
yeah.
this. So they've been banned from that. But that's the life of a cat dad.
Dude,
so.
that is my cat. He's
he's the shit, for sure.
He's so, like, friendly. He's,
which is surprising. Like, that one's usually the cuddle bug.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But enough about my cats. Anyway, what are you listening to lately?
Dude. It's been all over the place recently, like the 1975.
Great.
Is like
good.
Top band for me.
Mm-hmm.
Every song in their discography, like, to me, is just perfect. There's this new album that just came out by this dude called The Night Game. That
okay.
is like, I've been on repeat. It's been really good. That new Architects record.
Not bad.
It's very good. It's like, I don't know. That
there's a couple songs I'm like, interesting.
Yeah.
Not saying they're bad, but I'm like, interesting.
It's definitely like different for them. Mm-hmm. But like I see, like, you know, when shows come back, they're going to be playing like arenas. Like,
oh yeah, for sure.
So they're writing great, those anthems to, like, I can see where they're going with what they're writing.
Yeah, and hearing Animals live is going to be awesome.
It's nuts, dude.
It's going to be awesome.
That song with Winston from Parkway is insane. Dude.
Yeah. That breakdown right before?
Yeah. So that record's been on repeat. The Night Game, 1975. I've been listening to a lot of City and Color.
Not bad.
A lot of calmer songwriter calmer stuff.
Gotcha.
Pop stuff. There's this band, Joan. I don't know if you've heard of them.
You know what? I think I
band.
Yeah, I remember hearing a random song like just on shuffle from them sometime, and I was like, "This is pretty good."
They're a vibe. They have some songs that like sound like Backstreet Boys to me, and I'm
"Dude, I gotta check them out again." Because I remember liking them, but then I don't even think I saved that song, so I completely just forgot about them. But you said it, and I'm like, "Whoa,
dude, yep, yeah, that band's tight." What about you? What have you been listening to?
Have you ever heard of Astrid S?
Not.
She goes by Astrid S because, as far as I'm concerned, her last name starts with an S but is like not happening,
okay,
pronouncing wise. Yeah. So, because she's, I think, New Zealand?
Okay.
Something. I don't know. But she's really good. I'll have to show you some after, but I've been listening to a lot of her, like her newest album, Leave It Beautiful, on repeat.
Dude, really?
Yeah. Really, really fucking good.
What style is it?
Like beats, electronic, and there's like some slower jams and like with acoustic guitar and everything.
Okay.
But she's got a really dope voice, and like I'm a big fan of cadences in the vocalists.
Mm-hmm.
I love melodies, of course, lyrics are cool, but I love cadences, like the structure in which you pattern your words, like that. Oh yeah, that gets me going, and she does really good ones. And her melodies are great, so on repeat with that. And then I have been jamming because they just released it, the new Chase Atlantic album, a couple of times.
Okay.
It's been pretty good.
I have yet to check them out.
Period?
Period.
Dude.
Yeah. I'm sleeping on them, dude. I know. It's been like, it's been a couple years that I've been hearing
I'll have
about
to show
them.
You Astrid S and then Chase Atlantic.
And like, there's like Chase Atlantic and like Nothing Nowhere, like, are two bands or like artists that I would hear so much about, and I just have yet to listen to them.
Same with Nothing Nowhere.
Okay.
Yeah, because like I always get them confused with Nothing More, and I know who Nothing More is.
Dude, Nothing More slaps.
Yeah. Have you ever seen the acoustic video of one of their? I gotta show you. I'll show you later. We don't have to do it now. But
much to watch.
So much to watch. So much to show you, man. But yeah, it's been really good seeing you and talking to you.
Dude, yeah.
Yeah.
Same here. I miss you.
You got anything to, I guess, plug, or what are your ats and shit?
Pretty much on everything is at Blake Littell, or underscore Littell, LITTELL. Other than that, farewell.
Are you shitting me? Like, is it Littell?
Littell, yeah.
Fuck!
Did you think it was Little?
This whole time!
Yeah.
How many years have I known you?
Dude, I get it all the time.
They're Littell?
Like, yeah, fuck. I've been getting it my whole life, but it's a little fancier than Little.
I don't even know what to think anymore. I don't even know who you are.
Dude, whole different person.
Whole different person. Blake Littell. I don't like it.
But yeah, everything you need to know about me is on those.
At Blake Littell.
Farewell.
And farewell.
It's all.
Fuck yeah, man. I love you, dude.
I love you, too.
It's been nice chatting with you. Yeah, of course. Cool.
Yeah.